Yes, Mr. President. I was talking to Al. He said that that Warren was sort of cool on the idea.
Yeah, but he was very friendly and sounded interested, but I think he was genuinely concerned about the being involved in something that he thinks is political.
Yes, but
apparently under the regulations of the court or something, some damn statute, it's supposed to be just judicial and nothing else.
Well, what in the world is this? But I know. But what the hell was the Warren Commission on Kennedy? You think that was wasn't political?
I think we might be able to talk him into it.
I feel it's very important. If he doesn't, I really think Clark would be the next best.
Mm-hmm. I've got to call in for the Chief Justice now. He's home and
all right.
Check it out. And
well, let me say, if you need me, I'll talk to him too. But you know what I mean? I'm a little ambivalent. No, Warren Berger, I can talk to him, but
no.
I'll leave it. You can be my spokesman totally. Say, Warren, this is important for this country.
Right.
And that we want Warren first, or John Clark second,
right.
And that we expect him to come through. And it isn't just political, for Christ's sakes. This involves the whole judicial process and everything else. Good God, when they today indict that poor damn Maurice Stans and John Mitchell for the most utter stupidity and insanity in that Fesco case. You know, when I stop to think, what in the world is the matter with those guys, Bill? Why in the name of God, Fesco is a cheap kike?
Yeah, but why the hell did they ever read about the Sherman Adams case?
Poor old
Sherman Adams got kicked out for just making one phone call.
One phone call. But these guys, you know, they took contributions and screwed around and so forth. And God damn it, well, in this case, they should have told me at least.
I know.
Told me. But they didn't.
Well, I tell you this, Tom Clark would really be better than Warren and Earl Warren.
Because he's younger.
Ability,
but
younger.
But he doesn't have the prestige.
Standing, no. That's right.
But if Warren would do it, it's great. And incidentally, how about the two?
Yeah, well, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Maybe Earl Warren would feel better about if Tom Clark was with him.
Right.
Well, let me talk to Warrenberg about it, and I'll call you back.
And you call me back. I'll be here. I'm going to be at the house.
Fine.
Are you home?
Yeah. No, I'm at the office.
Yeah. We'll be meeting at 11 tomorrow.
That'd be fine.
And I have set the, incidentally, I've set the picture up for them. I mean, see, Henry is getting back late tonight.
Uh-huh.
And so you, he, and I will be the picture tomorrow.
Good.
See, but we'll be, we'll meet about Latin America, but as you know, the Soviet thing will be announced Saturday now, apparently. They're going to have that for Saturday, but that'll be a good come-off on the whole thing.
Well, I think we could...
The damn Soviet embassy's already leaked it all over the town, apparently.
That is going
to... Well, I just called Ron and told him to try to tell CBS that we weren't going to have it, you see, because they've been playing the other line. I said, fine, just let them lay it.
Yeah.
But he said, well, the Soviet embassy's already saying everything's going very well.
Well, it seems to me we can say we're going to talk about both things. Talk about.
No, Henry's reporting on his trip.
That's right.
And you are talking about your trip.
Right.
And we'll meet at 11 o'clock, okay?
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, bye.